The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in to The Business Alchemist, where we believe in serving with spirit. I'm your host, Jackie Minsky, and today we're going to have another solo mini episode, just because I have so many pre-recorded with guests, but I still want to have these one-on-ones with you guys. One thing about me is I love teaching, I love inspiring, and I love genuinely making an impact. Like, for me, if I can share gems with you that can help you throughout the day, the week, the month, the year, whatever it is, that is what I love to do, which is why I started the podcast. So I'm going to do a solo today. So I was reading the other day something. Now, if you're with me for a long time, or if you follow me on Instagram, or if you just know about me, I'm a very fast manifester, super quick manifester. And the reason is because of surrender. But I want to talk about the surrender, because the reason manifest... Okay, so let's rewind, Jackie. Rewind for a second. So manifestation. Manifestation is the knowing. I've said this like years ago. The knowing of the vision. Okay, now here's why the knowing of the vision is important. It is the viewpoint of... It's actually the goal, right? Now, when I say the goal... Here's where it gets tricky. Here's where manifestation has like this slippery slope, which is what I want to get into today. So let's say there's something in your life you want to manifest, okay? Okay, rewind, Jackie, again. Let's say there's something in your life you're going to manifest, because want is a lack energy. So you have this vision in your mind and it was given to you. This vision was given to you. You're not delusional. You're not making this up. It's not, and there's nothing wrong with imagination, right? So imagining this vision is because it was given to you. This is the gift. Your vision is your gift. How do we get to that vision? Everyone always asks, well, how? It's a dream. It's impossible. And many times, people are so focused on that vision that when they look around in reality, if it's not in their current reality yet, they start to want it more and more, and they go more into lack and more into lack. Now, let's talk about what's happening here. There's something called, and this is what I was reading the other day that I loved, and I was like, oh my God, I heard about this. But then when I read it, for some reason, I got like these downloads to really speak on it. I've never spoken about this, even though I personally know about this. There's something called spiritual hierarchy. Spiritual hierarchy. Process that for a second. Whether you believe in that or not, whether you believe it's God, universe, angels, spirit guides, you have to imagine that there's a spiritual, let's say, courtroom, if I was to use a metaphor for what you can, you know, relate spiritual hierarchy to. Let's say there is a spiritual law system, rules, laws, which there are, and they're observing your energy. They're observing the energy of those around you, the people in your life, right? And let's say there's a business deal going on. And let's say your intention is the best intention for this business. And then something goes wrong because the spiritual hierarchy saw the energy of the person that maybe you didn't see. They knew that person was either had the wrong intention, was going to hurt you, right? So when things go, I don't want to say wrong, because it's not wrong. When things fall apart It's because there's a spiritual, whether you think it's God, again, whatever term you're comfortable with, some spiritual higher power always can see the unseen. It feels energy of other people. It feels what can happen. Can you get hurt later in this business deal, this romantic relationship, right? And things fall apart. And you're like, why did it fall apart? Well, I want you to imagine that, you know, spiritual Judge Judy, let's call it, was observing the energy of everyone's energy involved in a situation. And when it saw that you weren't being treated with the right intentions, it decided on your behalf to protect you. And the only way the spiritual hierarchy can protect is to make things fall apart so they fall away. I want you to really think of this, because this shift is, first of all, going to help you tremendously when things fall apart in your life, whether it's a romantic partner or a business, whatever it is. Instead of feeling sad, which is normal to feel, to mourn the situation, versus being sad to be in the victim mentality, you're no longer going to be in victim mentality. You're going to be in the grateful mentality of thank you, God, thank you, universe, for the protection. When you understand the spiritual hierarchy, that there is something greater observing the energy, this can help you, because this perspective on it makes more sense than if someone says, oh, God's protecting you. We hear it all the time. God's protecting you. You're being protected. But we never heard it like this. Like there's this spiritual courtroom going on that can see the unseen, and it makes a decision in your favor. It makes a decision in your favor to make these people, these energies fall away, so you can be protected. You can be the best version of you. You can be happy. If your heart's in the right place and your intentions are good, let those other energies stay wherever they want to go. They're going to go into spiritual jail. Spiritual jail is karma. Spiritual jail is karma. Because anytime someone has the wrong intention or has negative thoughts and feelings about people in their life, and they think, well, I haven't said it out loud, where this person doesn't know I'm going to hurt them, or they can't tell that my intentions are wrong, I'm just going to play the part. That's called a wolf in sheep's clothing. This goes way back. But the best part is the protection of God's source universe, right? And so many times when, and I know firsthand, you know, If you're crying over a situation and you're deeply hurt by a situation, we always come back to this question of, God, why is this happening to me? Right? Because in that moment, you feel like this person got away with hurting me, or these people are trying to hurt me. How? No one got away from hurting you, but they were moved away from you so you can raise higher. And they could stay on a lower frequency, right? It's almost like spiritual elevator. You elevate, you ascend to get away from those energies, you know, that the spiritual hierarchy sensed. And I really want you to shift and use this perspective every time you're faced with some kind of adversity in your life, an adversity that involves other people, right? Because there are people, they may be good people, right? Maybe on a day-to-day basis, they do the right things, right? But maybe with you, there was just a hidden agenda or an ill thought. And that in itself can manifest in your life if you're not highly protected, highly favored by God, source, universe, divine. But when you are highly protected, favored, then you know that these falling outs are such a blessing, you guys, such a blessing, that in those moments, what you can do is just give gratitude. This is why gratitude is important. not just for the good things. We can't just be grateful for when things are good. When we have the gratitude for the protection, then we're signaling to the universe, I see you. I know you're co-creating with me. I know you're protecting me from my highest good. When we can give gratitude to the protection, the manifestations speed up because the universe feels so loved and seen. Do you know how important it is for the spiritual hierarchy, for our guides, for the divine, for source, for God, to know we believe in the invisible? Do you know what it's like to believe in the invisible and for that energy to say, I you can't see me in the physical, but you could feel my love. Think about feeling love. And when you give that gratitude for the protection, things start happening faster because the universe is, God, source, universe, divine, is so excited to show itself to you. Because it's like, oh my goodness, in such a moment of negativity, she or he feels my love, my protection, my presence. And now I want to, it's like the universe is like an excited, loving, spiritual entity. It wants to do more. It's like, oh my goodness, you can feel my love. Well, here's more and here's more. But when you don't give the gratitude, when you don't have the gratitude for the adversity, what starts to happen is you feel like you're going through adversity alone. And it's like, imagine metaphorically two people in a room, and one is crying and the other one's trying to comfort. And the one that's comforting, the one that's sad, is saying, no, just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. That's what we do spiritually when we don't have an understanding of the protection, when we don't have gratitude for the adversity, for the protection. When we ignore the presence of the spiritual hierarchy, we actually delay our own blessings. So if you're going through adversity right now, and you want to make that shift, I strongly suggest you say thank you to the divine, to source, to God, and thank with so much gratitude that these things are falling away from you, falling away from you. Because as I said, the spiritual judge, spiritual Judge Judy, he or she or it, source, love, divine, felt that this was going to go wrong, or this person's energy wasn't right towards you. You guys, have the gratitude in the adversity, and you will speed up your manifestations, because that is the surrender. Everyone's like, oh, surrender, let go. You're not surrendering to let go just to trick the universe and get your manifestation. People try that all the time. Oh, if I let go, it's going to manifest. You're missing the point. The point is the universe wants to deliver, and you can't trick the universe. So if you're surrendering to still control the outcome, you're still not in gratitude of the unseen. Process that. And when you're just grateful for everything, it speeds up. Gratitude is the gas of energy, source, love, divine. How you fill up your car with gas and you go. And if you go, you could go even faster, right? If you have a full tank, right? Not saying you can't go faster with less gas, but you can get further with more gas is what I mean in your car. It's the same thing with the universe. Gratitude is what moves the energy. Gratitude is what moves the energy, especially in the adversity, by showing the unseen, the divine, God source, I see you. Most importantly, I feel you, and I thank you for protecting me. I hope you guys love this mini juicy episode. I really hope you integrate this message, process it, leave a rating and a review. And as always, I love you guys so, so very much.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.